It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus. It's brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Now, here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. We are back in the Northland. We are in historic Liberty, Missouri. Historic Liberty, Missouri at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Great location, 152, 291, 35, our road comes together. And we have got an awesome crowd out here tonight as... This just in, breaking news. For the first time in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs, 58 years, the Chiefs are back-to-back AFC West champions. And we are just getting started, people, because we're going to hear from Andy Reid here in just a little bit, but it is just getting started. We celebrate that milestone, but it's only to light the fuse for something bigger and better. Terrific win on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. And for this team to do what they've done, having their backs against the wall, needing to win three straight games and winning all three, that is huge. I'm telling you, and Andy will tell everybody on the planet he can find, the big reason, too, was the Chiefs' kingdom in all three of those games having impact. So give yourselves a big cheer. Everybody was at those games. Magnificent. Also history being made in the fact that Alex Smith, his first 4,000-yard passing season of his career, coupled with Travis Kelce being a 1,000-yard receiver tight end, coupled with Kareem Hunt being a 1,000-yard rusher plus Tyreek Hill being a 1,000-yard receiver, that has only happened one other time in the history of the NFL, the 1981 Chargers. That is something to celebrate. That's your Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen. And when you get all that done and the way they did it, plus taking the ball away nine times in three games, when you strip the ball away from Jarvis Landry and Kenny Stills and you recover it, and with all that offense, that's an example of how to... Put the hammer down, baby. Love it. We have got all kinds of stuff going on tonight. Hy-Vee specials this evening here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, Historic Liberty. All you can eat. What's this all you can eat? Crab legs. All right, crab legs. All you can eat crab legs. Tonight, just $24.99. And if you want to know how to eat them, Queen Brenda will show you how to do it. She is the – also – you can spend, if you spend $20 on food, you get a free appetizer. Is that right, Kelly? Also, we got that down. All right, spend $20 on food, you get a free appetizer. We're going to have some special folks here later on in the show. Dustin Colquitt, one of the all-time punters in NFL history, will be our guest tonight. And also, I don't know if you saw the article in the Kansas City Star on Sunday or saw the video piece David Hewlett put together with Sam on Saturday night, a very moving piece about Cameron Black. He works at Alpha Point. We've got some of the people here tonight from Alpha Point. But just listening to the games and what it means to Cameron Black. If you have not read the story or haven't seen the video, go to the Kansas City Star's website and you can see both. But also we're going to hear a little bit later, and I want you to acknowledge because it's such a very well-written piece. The writer of that article is here tonight. Sam McDowell from the Kansas City Star is here tonight. So he is the guy that wrote that article. So, Sam, acknowledge the crowd here. It is worth your time to see it and to read it. And Cameron will be here tonight. We got a great crew out here tonight. The Central Bank of the Midwest Geeks are here tonight. They're here along with, by the way, the show is brought to you by Tickets for Less. I don't know if Bentley's here tonight. Is Bentley here with her satchel of tickets? Because this gets real good right now with Tickets for Less. Because the next home game will be a playoff game. Got it? And Tickets for Less is a great place to go to get those playoff tickets. Go to ticketsforless.com. You'll find also about their pregame, their tailgate party. Just check it out, ticketsforless.com. The Redcoaters are here tonight, always present, always at their stand. They have opened the doors tonight, even to Chief Pontiac, who's made it down from Smith Center, Kansas, home of the Redmen state champions. The Geeks are here tonight, Snowstorm Sandy. Autograph Geek is here tonight, and Snowstorm Sandy's brought some of her friends from her past, which is crazy. The Taj Mahal Tailgaters are here tonight. Susie Bling Bling is here tonight. Kent the Cake Packer is here tonight. Deb came all the way over from Topeka, making the big trip over. Autograph Geek is here tonight. The Red Guard is here tonight. The Wheelers and Dealers are here tonight. Mitch Wheeler, one of the more famous PR guys in the Chiefs Kingdom. I'm going to be real serious, so check something else out called Warriors Ascent. Mitch is involved in it. It is an amazing program in helping veterans and first responders. There's really nothing like it I can think of in the Chiefs Kingdom, and Mitch Wheeler makes all that happen. He's here tonight with the Wheelers and Dealers. The Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats are here. Also here tonight is Puppet Lady. Puppet Lady is here tonight with her friends and family. She has her own trading cards if you want the Puppet Lady's autograph, or her husband's here tonight, or her offspring. Anyway, she has got the donkey puppet back there slugging it out with the Chiefs puppet that you've seen. This is not any week. It's Donkey Week. The Chiefs are going to Denver to take on the Broncos to try to continue the dominance over the AFC West. Here to celebrate back-to-back AFC West titles, here to get ready to beat the Donkeys, and here to hear from head coach Andy Reid when we come back on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
The Ford year end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get an additional $1,000 cash back on top of 0% financing for 72 months on 2017 Ford F-150s. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Personal stylists, personal drivers, personal masseuses? These things cost money, but a personal grocery shopper? That's free with Hy-Vee Aisles Online. Simply order your groceries from the comfort of your couch, then let Hy-Vee shop for you, choosing only the freshest items to fill your order. Personal preferences? No problem. Then pick up your order at the store or have it delivered right to your door. Save time. Shop online. Try HyVeeAislesOnline.com today. Free pickup or delivery with $100 minimum order.
Need a pick-me-up? Here's one. Hy-Vee Aisles Online makes grocery shopping simpler than ever with store pickup. Just order your groceries online and let us do the shopping. Choose your pickup time and we'll even bring your groceries right to your car. When life's pace keeps picking up, Hy-Vee Aisles Online grocery pickup is the perfect pick-me-up. Save time. Shop online. Try Hy-Vee Aisles Online grocery pickup today.
Elite divers endure many things: long practices, strenuous training, The one thing they don't expect to endure? Knee injuries that threaten their careers. Unfortunately, that was the story for Lauren. Her knee injury was keeping her on the bench. But the Mizzou Bio Joint Center at the Missouri Orthopedic Institute was able to turn the traumatic into the triumphant. Our breakthrough science and biological restoration techniques allowed Lauren to go from acute cartilage loss to All-American diver. Visit MizzouBioJoint.com to learn more.
Snap back to Alex Smith. Twist in the middle. Smith is going long. Right boundary. Coming back to the ball. It is caught by Tyreek Hill. He adjusts his route. Gets both feet in bounds. One of the best catches of Hill's career. Burning the defender and then able to hop like a triple jump in track to stay in bounds.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Liberty. Historic Liberty, not far, just minutes away from the longtime summer camp home of the Kansas City Chiefs, the training camp home at William Jewell College for years and years. With me tonight now, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, a guy who nearly two decades of being a head coach has 15 winning Decembers. He is the first coach in franchise history to lead the Chiefs in back-to-back division championships and the first coach to appear as Santa Claus in a post-game news conference. That was pretty epic. You didn't spare any expense on your Santa Claus outfit.
No, that's a good one. My wife gave that to me a couple Christmases ago, and it's pretty nice suit. No better time to break it out than on Sunday. Proud of the guys, proud of the organization. You know, Clark Hunt's given us everything that we've needed here to win games, and we've been able to do that, but we're not done. We understand that the guys aren't done at all. They're not satisfied with where we're at. It's great that we're here, and they hand out the T-shirts and the hat and all that. All that's good, but we want more, and so that's what we're going to approach this coming week here.
So my line of questioning tonight, Coach, deals with only looking back of how it relates to what's ahead. And now we all push on. But I got to ask you about the quarterback. I know I've asked you about him before. 25-degree day. The last 3 weeks, back's against the wall. But just his toughness and his athleticism and what it means to this entire team.
Yeah, well, he was on fire. And so you saw that with a couple of those deep throws. That one he threw to Tyreek is as good a throw as he's made since he's been here, and maybe in his career. I mean, that thing was teardrop down in between three defenders and kept Tyreek in stride, and then he had a couple other ones on top of that. But he's playing real good football right now, and you know, we all pull for him because he works hard, and you know, he's been under the microscope a little bit in his career, and for him to come here to Kansas City and have the support that he does from the fans and the community and so on, it's tremendous to see, and a great thing for where he's at in his career.
What's contagious is the fact that he's taking care of the football. We have 9 giveaways, ridiculous, by far the best in the league, and one of those is a Kelce pick and a Ty Hill pick. Just the fact that this team values the football and is so efficient.
Yeah, well, he's done throughout his career, but it's to throw the ball as much down the field as he has. He's way up in numbers there. To do that as much as he has and be as good as he's been at it, and then only have that amount of turnovers is something. So we got to keep it going. And again, we got a big one this week against Denver. The Broncos are always a challenge, and you know. And then once you hit the playoffs, then again everything's thrown out the window, and you got to start from scratch. So, but right now we're focused on the Broncos.
And one marker that happened Sunday and carrying into the Bronco game was the fact that your defense held your opponent to 0-for-8 on third down, and what that does for the confidence of this defense heading into this Bronco game.
Yeah, well, a great game plan by Bob and his staff, and then the players just going out and executing and challenging every down, able to get a little pressure on the quarterback. Our secondary was tight and coverage, and linebackers were flying around. So, listen, I thought that defense played very well. I'd also tell you on the offensive side that I didn't mention it, but Matt Nagy's done a phenomenal job with the play calling, and and Brad Childress, you know, all that experience that he has in there has been phenomenal, and the coaching staff there have done a great job. So, and then Dave Tobe continues to do well on special teams. But getting back to the defense, if you can fly around like we are, that we're tough to stop that way. And, you know, it's important that we keep that up and keep challenging each other. And that's been a real plus down the stretch here.
And I want to ask you about something that carries over to this game against Denver and into the playoffs, and the fact that you always talk about mindset, really 365 days a year. But now I have 23 takeaways, but 9 in the last 3 games. It's starting to catch fire. What does that mean going into this week?
Yeah, those seem to come in cycles there. So it's good to get if you go in with a mindset that you're going to create them with toughness, placement, shoulder placement, all those things on tackles, stripping the ball in the run game, hitting, you know, getting to the quarterback, and if you don't, at least get the ball out. And, you know, those type of things, you stress those. The guys believe in it. They know they can do it. And so that's how they go about practice, and then it carries over into games.
Coach, you had 11 possessions, but the last one was a kneel down. You had 10 possessions and scored on 7 of the 10. Carrying over to the Denver game, carrying over to the playoffs, the ability that when you get in the scoring zone, you're going to hit something, including the emphasis or at least the impact of Butker.
Yeah, well, I don't ever want to slight Butker because he's done a great job for us, and is going to continue just to get better and better. He's a young guy, and he hasn't even tapped into all the potential that he has, and it's been really good up to this point. But you know, we really want touchdowns and not field goals. As it said, that's some place that we can get a little bit better at as we go down the stretch here. You get in that red zone, you want to come out with touchdowns, and so. It's important, and you play the Denver Broncos, it's important, and you move on and the playoff, that's going to be important. And it's just, you know, you really want to strive for that and keep taking the shots that we are in the red zone, giving ourselves an opportunity. And then we got to be able to get open and make play. I'll do all those things that are important out of there.
Well, you've won the division. Now you get the home game in the playoffs. Get ready for that one. And here's this final game against Denver. You can't move the needle. You're at the 4 spot. It always makes it an interesting approach to this week. And what are you thinking about this week?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of going through and evaluating it now. You know, I've done some things in the past where I've sat guys. I'm looking through that. And the main thing is we're all going to be ready to go. And if you're not playing in the game, then my history with this is those guys are like coaches. I mean, they're involved in the game likewise. And if some young guys get to play, that's exciting too. So no matter how you cut it, whether the old guys play or the young guys play, it's all going to lead to a pretty good game. And when you play the Denver Broncos on top of that, it's always going to be a good game. So, and in particular up there, it's, you know, that's a tough place to play, and it really doesn't matter the conditions. That's a, you know, we've got to make sure our mindset's right, and we get ourselves a good week of practice this week.
Head coach Andy Reid, congratulations. We move on, and here we go.
All right, Mitch, hi to those redheads, man, and thank you.
They're here. When we come back, we've got some special guests tonight and Dustin Kolk with the Chiefs punter. We'll be back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Snap to Cutler. Right side pick route. Goes to Jarvis Landry. First down into Chiefs territory at the 45. And now the ball pops out. The ball pops out. They're going to say a catch. And the Chiefs have the football. They're going to say a catch and a recovery by Marcus Peters. Derek Johnson put the hit on Jarvis Landry. The ball came out very late on the far boundary and bounces into the waiting arms of Marcus Peters.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Hy-Vee Market Grill in historic Liberty. You get 9 takeaways in these 3 wins. That is huge. The Chiefs are plus 14 in the giveaway takeaway. Only 9 giveaways. That's ridiculous. It's on the verge of setting an all-time NFL record, at least close to it. Also, the Chiefs cheerleaders are here tonight with their calendars. Special, there they are. So you want to find them. And great specials going on here tonight at Hy-Vee. You can ask your wait staff. Spend $20 in food, you get a free appetizer. Before we get to Dustin, I don't know how many of you saw it, but there was a special article in the Kansas City Star. I saw the video piece. David Hewlett's a terrific videographer and photographer, known him for a long time. And then Sam wrote the article. Cameron Black is featured in the article. A young man who, he works at Alpha Point. He can't see, but he listens to the games. And he loves the Chiefs. He loved the Chiefs getting back-to-back division championships for the first time ever. And if you have not read the story or seen the video, I would encourage you to do it. Two people I want to introduce really quickly tonight, and then we're going to get to Dustin. And one is the author of the story. And I invited him here tonight because of his exceptional work in tugging into the heartstrings of us all, including mine. When I read the piece, it stopped me in my tracks. But please acknowledge from the Kansas City Star, Sam McDowell. Sam, quickly, just the genesis of the story, how you found it, how you wrote it, and what you found in Cameron.
You know, it's kind of funny. As a writer, sometimes you do so much research to find a story. In this case, Cameron decided to email a few of us at the Kansas City Star, and his words actually jumped off the page to me, and so I immediately contacted him and said, absolutely, I'd love to pursue this, but I want to come over and watch a game with you. I want to see how you live and breathe this team. And it was actually a really funny thing. You know, he said, my wife and I think you're going to get really bored over there. Are you sure you want to come over for 3 hours and watch a game? And it's such a unique experience. That's what I tried to bring to life in the article, just what the Chiefs mean to him, what you mean to him. You know, he calls you the voice of football because you're the first person he really listened to. He wasn't a huge football fan until he moved to Kansas City, kind of wanted to fit in with his coworkers and everything. So he said, hey, everyone here loves the Chiefs. So if I want to fit in, if I want to talk to people on the bus, if I want to talk to people at work, maybe I should get to know the Chiefs. And his dad's a huge Oklahoma football fan. They grew up in Norman, Oklahoma. So he contacted his dad and said, hey, can you teach me the game of football? And it's such a hard thing to do when he can't see the game of football. You know, even when he's at home, he turns on the TV, listens to the pregame, but then once the game starts, he'd rather listen to you describe the play-by-play. You've got a certain inflection in your voice that he's got memorized now because he's heard it so many times. I mean, he knows that there was one specific play that was pretty funny. The game we watched together was the Saturday night game last week against the Chargers. And there was a play right before halftime where Akeem Hunt had returned a kickoff to almost midfield. And you guys obviously have a little sound that says when there's a flag, but even before that, your voice had turned to where you had seen the flag, and he goes, must be a flag, I think it's coming back. And then that's almost word for word what you had said. And so he just can feel the game when you describe it.
A terrific job of writing. The best writers take something, and then it goes organic, and then you made it blossom. So well done.
Thank you.
And you stopped a lot of us that read it in our tracks. Brought me to tears. I just sat there and tried to process it. If you could hand the headphones to the young man
absolutely
to your left, I think we need to give a Chiefs Kingdom welcome. Let's scoot him over here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Cameron Black. Welcome to the Kingdom Show. Here's the way this works. You can put it over here in this one, because there it is. When Cameron being here and the incredible person that he is and all the people that work at Alpha Point that deal through the challenges to live their lives to the fullest, it's time to
put the hammer down,
baby. You got it. And there it goes. All right. So really quickly, and then we're going to get your favorite punter on, Dustin Colquitt. just your thoughts overall when you were able to connect with Sam and the story.
I was really, I was absolutely flattered. I really didn't expect a whole lot to come of it. I read the Kansas City Star every day, and I read all the articles, and they always had their email addresses at the bottom. So I thought, well, I'll email them. I'll tell them my story and see what happens. And I shot off an email a few months back, and nothing seemed to come of it. So I just kind of forgot about it. And Sam contacted me and said that he was really interested in doing a story, and spoke to my wife about it, and she was thrilled. So we had Sam over to the house, and thought it was phenomenal. We had a great time. We listened to the game, really enjoyed it. And then the article came out. We absolutely loved the article. Came out on Christmas Eve morning and sat down, got to sit down with my dad and my mom and my sister and my wife and my little girl, and read the article and thought it was awesome. And then got a call this morning that I was asked to come on this show, and I was absolutely floored.
Well, let's we're going to bring Dustin in now, but so all of you know, Cameron's daughter today had a cornea transplant. So she's how old?
She just turned one last month.
Just turned one. The only problem with her is when she gets you off the app and takes the game off, and then you got to get it back on.
She did. She turned the game off right before the touchdown.
We're going to work on that. But prayers. Prayers for his wife, his family, his little girl. And we should all be this excited and think about what we have, all that we have, especially during this holiday season. So please give another big cheer to Cameron, if you would, tonight. All right. Now we're going to turn it over. We're going to bring in one of Cameron's favorite players. Because in 2005, first of all, we got an incredible crowd here tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, historic Liberty, not far from William Jewell College, where for years the Chiefs had their training camp. Incredible crowd, one of the biggest of the years, that grew by 42% when the Colquitts walked in, because the quiver is full. If you can read Psalm 127, you know what I mean. And as exciting as Dustin is, and terrific as a punter, his wife, Christy, is a way better follower on Twitter. I mean, to follow her on Twitter is like, it'll change your life. It's changed mine. She's here tonight. If you want her autograph, along with the puppet lady, she's here too. All right. Let's put these on, DC, if you wouldn't mind. And Cameron, thank you so much. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, he is remarkable. I've called him Minnesota Fats. I've called him, I don't know, he's Picasso of punting. He is an amazing human being and the best punter I think ever in the history of the National Football League. He revolutionized the game. Ladies and gentlemen, give a big Chiefs Kingdom back-to-back division champion winning welcome to Dustin Colquitt.
Ah, the voice. Sounds way better when you say it.
Oh, no, it's all good. And to see your family here tonight, we always kid him about the quiver is full. Be fruitful and multiply, and you took it to heart. Okay.
Shoot
or taking it
out.
To
shoot
heart. I should say present tense, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So exciting. You've been around this league since 2005. What did this team show you over the past 3 weeks when they were faced with being pushed off the cliff and they fought back?
You got to stay on the bandwagon. I think it's one of those things where, you know, when you have that slide like we did in the middle, we're able to get back on now 3-0. This is a new season now. We just got to keep winning the games, and it's been fun seeing, you know, our offense, our defense, our special teams now kind of playing as one and just really kind of playing Chiefs football. And it's just been fun. These guys, they hung together the whole time. Nobody panicked, and you know, I think that all started really when we started 1-5 2 years ago, and Andy said, look, we got everybody in the room that we need. We have all the coaches. We just got to put it together, and we did. And so it's resiliency and just going out there and playing together and being together.
Really, really hard to do in anything, right? I mean, Cameron has to fight through it every day. But I always say this about Andy. Andy didn't blink or flinch in 2015, and he didn't blink or flinch again. No. I mean, what about his leadership and how it permeates through the whole team?
He's just really unchanging. That's the thing about him is, you know, you would have if you stepped in one of his meetings just off the street and said, I could never tell we were on a 2-3-4 game slide. Everything's good. We got to make it work. The players got to do their jobs on the field, and that's what we've been able to do, work together and work the kinks out. And now we just got to, you know, push forward. We got another playoff game at home, best stadium in the world, best fans in the world, and just use that to our advantage.
And so all of you know, if there is a – I mean, we got two poster guys here for Perseverance and Cameron, but you also need to know how Dustin has persevered throughout his career, fighting through injuries, fighting through 2-14 seasons, fighting, keeping hope alive. There was always a glimmer of hope and a light, even when it was dark, and that was Dustin Colquitt. Now, to see what has happened since 15, to be 15-2 in this division, to win the division title back-to-back, from a perspective of you've got now over a decade in this league, what does it mean? What does all that mean? And to see it flip like this?
Well, it's just when it gets cold in here, we spend a lot of time indoors because Andy's big on, you know, just tightening those screws, getting it buckled down, all those kind of cliche things that you say, you know what, we need to do this. Even, you can't punt really inside, but you can get a perfect drop inside, which translate to better drops during the game, better punts during the game, more kicking, and we can just, you know, tighten it down. But when you spend more time in that indoor, you realize it's hard to get those division titles. You know, we want them all the way across that wall. I know Andy does. Everybody that works in that building does. And so to do it 2 years in a row, not only does it say a lot about Andy and Dave, just everybody in that building, Rick keeping people on the field, is everybody's working together. It takes everybody. Everybody in that room is important, right down to the practice squad guys that are, you know, winning practice squad player of the week. I mean, that's a big deal around that building. The coaches make that a big deal because they get us ready for the games. In a special teams meeting, we always say, man, our hardest looks were during the week because they're throwing stuff that we've never seen before. And then when you get to the game, you're ready for anything. And so it's fun. The one banner that we got to get back in Kansas City is one on the far end of the building, right above the field goal post at 1969. It's been too long.
Yeah.
We need to get back, and we're in a place to do that. And so, but that's come with a lot of adversity, but through a lot of steadfast working hard and getting back on track.
You get a punter this good, who's this much of a weapon, a 12th defender. It doesn't happen very often. If you study the history of the National Football League, that is huge. When we come back, there's even stuff about D.C. that's huger and huge, and that is his heart. And you see it manifest in his incredible family. Special night tonight. Cameron Black is here tonight. The folks up here from Alpha Point. We're here to celebrate back-to-back division titles, but we're really here to get fired up for what's in front of us. And it starts this week. It's not just any week. It's Donkey Week. When we come back, we'll check in with more from D.C. of what's going on. After this, you're listening to the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
The Ford year end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get an additional $1,000 cash back on top of 0% financing for 72 months on 2017 Ford F-150s. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018.
It's fourth down and 10.
Hey, did you see DirecTV lets you watch all the games for $60 a month?
But it jumps to over $100 after 3 months.
What was that?
That's just a legal disclaimer.
And jumps again to over $150 after a year.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could cost you over $3,500 over 2 years.
At least it's the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Don't get caught off guard by DirecTV. Switch to Xfinity today. Compares DirecTV choice package as of 8/21/17. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
If you're a football fan, you're a fan for life.
As a baby, you wore a onesie that said, "Don't fumble me." In college, you painted your entire body red and gold and went to the game. You married your spouse because they play fantasy football with you. You bought a house so you could throw bigger football parties. You had a baby and put her in your "Don't fumble me" onesie. You bank at Capital Federal because Cap Fed's there for life, just like football. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri. You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Snap back to Alex Smith, fires for Kelce, he pulls it in, touchdown! Kansas City, terrific throw, terrific route, terrific catch, Kelce in traffic, just burned the Pro Bowl safety, Rashad Jones, and the Chiefs, the little eggnog full of sweet nectar in the end zone.
Yeah, a little eggnog full of sweet nectar for that touchdown. We're back in historic Liberty at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Also, get ready for the playoffs, tickets for less. Just check them out at ticketsforless.com for playoff tickets. We won't know who we're playing yet till after this weekend is over. And, of course, the Chiefs go to Denver this week to take on the Denver Broncos. Now, I need to announce our special guest tonight. We got a couple of them. Cameron Black here tonight. Sam McDowell's here from the Kansas City Star. Dustin Colquitt, our guest tonight. We're loading him up with some loot. And since Christia's here tonight, she can get in on this. A gift certificate to Par Excellence, okay, either for you or your beautiful wife. Great follow on Twitter. You get your manicure and pedicure there, I know.
Mani-pedi.
That's it.
Let's do it.
Here's the good one, Mazarese Jewelry. Four generations, family-owned and operated here in the Chiefs Kingdom, and you will like that one. She'll like it even better.
We're going to have to keep it under that mark. We're not just paying for tax, right? We want to keep it under the gift certificate amount.
That's right there. So you got it. You guys just figured it out. Also, gift certificate from Hy-Vee, right?
And that one.
Here's one for the rest of the kids. You're going to get a gift box from Shemakis Italian Sausage.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Have amongst yourselves.
What are they? Sorry, they're watching football. There was a punt. Well, see, look, my kids are watching the punt.
Yeah. Who's the best punter of this crew?
Probably Brinkley and Colston both punt a lot. If there's Wednesdays, Fridays where they know I'm coming home and I've kicked, not when there's snow on the ground, but they'll say, "Hey, let's go throw or let's go punt." Well, so they're both getting it.
Has Daddy bought you a jugs gun yet so you can take snaps?
Not yet. I'm the jugs.
Okay.
Or they'll get all their kids up in the yard and I'll punt to them and they'll catch.
Or mom. Anyway, awesome to have the Colquitts here tonight. What an incredible family. Again, they're just awesome, and particularly the depth of your character and your faith and how much you have done. One of the great things that is just, it's like Sam's article, grown organically, is something called Team Smile. And other Red Coaters, I think, have helped with this. But fill us in on Team Smile, how it started and where it has gone, because it has gone like wildfire.
It is, and it's been a great thing these last 11, 12 years. And Dr. Bush started it basically in his office as an idea on a desk in North Kansas City after hearing a special about a boy in inner city Baltimore that was complaining about a toothache for a couple weeks, and his mom never got him into the dental office, and he ended up passing in the night of an infection that kind of stuck, cardiac arrest. And so I got drafted, and then Christia, they made a deal about it because she was going to go to Memphis Dental School, and then when I got drafted, they made an extra place in the dental school here at UMKC for her. because I didn't want her to be in Memphis, me in Kansas City, and so we got married, ended up moving out here. She enrolled in the dental school and then took some classes. So Bush saw that information and said, hey, I don't know what you're going to do charity-wise, but I hear you have dentistry, at least in your family or background. I said, actually, yeah, and my mom's a dental assistant, and I got a lot of stuff like that. So he was like, well, do you want to do a children's charity that focuses on, you know, underprivileged kids that, you know, they just don't get that kind of, like, dental care? And I was like, absolutely, let's do it. So anyway, he started this thing at the he said, well, all right, well, then we're partners. We started this thing. And I was like, okay. And so he goes, well, we worked on a date with the Chiefs. We got into the stadium. It used to be at the pavilion. And then it got too big for the pavilion. We set up several tents and the pavilion. And then once they, in 07, they added on to the stadium, we started taking up the whole ballroom. And so, but the first event, I remember coming over, not knowing what to expect. There's like 400 kids over there getting teeth cleaning, crowns, anything you can imagine that you can do to a tooth, we can do in that one day at the stadium. And so now I think we've done it in about 26 of the 32 NFL cities now. So there's players everywhere doing this thing. And so you can imagine every year how many kids now are getting this thing, and we get to see them. All the dentists too, and the dental schools around the country now allow these kids to come back in about 6 months later and get everything checked up, making sure they're doing okay. So it's a really, really cool thing that we get to do for kids.
In case you didn't hear it, it's now in 26 of the 32 NFL cities, and it started with this guy and this couple. And it's, these kids would have no other chance of getting this kind of dental care, not even close, right?
No, and they don't at all. And that, the cool thing about it is that when they come in, they're wrapping their lips like around their teeth, just kind of doing like that. And when they're done, because some of them, you know, have some stuff in the front, and then when they come out, I mean, they're ear to ear smiling, and you know, they're, it changes their life. And they don't like it at first, but then they look in the mirror and they're like, boom, changes everything. You see that confidence restored. That's the coolest thing, is the confidence restored in them.
And they do major dental work for these kids that had no other chance to get that done. But also, Christina would tell us, too, that dental health is so important for overall health, that's particularly with a child. I mean, you don't want to start behind. But right. If you have good dental health, it gives you a shot. They have overall health, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's exactly what Christy would say. Everything that we take in is either good or bad for our body. So if it starts out being not healthy, it can only get worse. And so that's how we think about it, is we're telling these kids something that's very important, that if they start now, because we see kids that are, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, like that, the first time, and they're scared of it. And so what do you do if you're scared of something? You don't think about it, you push it to the side, and then it becomes a festering problem. So we just educate the kids, and then they're all about it, the toothbrush, all the stuff, because it's not that bad. And then, you know, then you see them 16, 17 years down the road, and they look great. So it's cool.
It's awesome. And that is huge. You got it. All right. We'll come back. We'll close things out with Dustin Colquitt. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Liberty. Terrific location. Historic Liberty. We'll be back to close things out after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Under pressure, Dunsey's got a man wide open at the 45 of Kansas City. And leaking, now the ball comes out late. The Chiefs have the football. Another catch and strip. Peter stripped it. Parker recovered it.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill in historic Liberty. Historic night, celebrating back-to-back AFC West titles. Never happened in the history of the franchise. Also celebrating incredible article by Sam McDowell, terrific young writer, the Kansas City Star. Cameron Black here tonight, and then Dustin Colquitt with the best punter in Chiefs history. Someday we'll go up in the Ring of Honor.
Knock on wood there.
Oh, it's kind of happened. Here you go. He's the only guy in the history of the Chiefs Kingdom, too, that broke the table, the one that we flew in that was given to us by the Prince of Dubai, and he broke it at Dave and Buster's. But, hey, one more time. It's time to put the hammer down, baby.
Sorry. Wow. I remember your eyes, too, when I hit it. I peaked too soon, as Andy would say.
No, my thought
I
was,
got really excited and just smashed.
What's our deductible? That's what I thought. Okay, handling this now. This week, interesting, because we heard Andy talk about it. Handling this week. Can't move the needle. Going to be four in the seed. Going to host somebody. But how do you handle this week as a veteran, not knowing who's going to play necessarily?
I think the big emphasis is going to be on just how we practice. Practice fast. Get everybody reps. And then, I mean, they know Andy's been in this situation so many times before. He's going to know kind of precisely what to do for the game. I don't know what that is. I might be going for some passes. If
who wants to see him catch a pass?
I mean, no.
Yes, you.
I'm kidding.
No.
Andy's rolling his eyes right now somewhere.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we just got to we got to have a good week of practice. Everybody's going to be flying around. That's the thing that Andy believes in is just iron stuff out, and then he'll know the right plan for Sunday with Denver.
And it's not just any week. It's Donkey Week. Just take some luster off when your brother's not there. It's not quite the same.
It is weird. You don't have, like, 25 of my crazy, weird family members from West Virginia to Tennessee to Wisconsin and everywhere else where we have family. It's weird not holding up all the Colquitt letters and then, like, hey, Uncle Daryl's here in the last week. He's not even a letter. And then but it's still Donkey's Week. We get to see Brock again.
Yeah.
So I'll be good to see Brock and Mile High. You got to love the division game. It's going to be a big game. You're going to have that feel that you every time you either go into Oakland or Denver or L.A. I didn't say it. I almost said San Diego. But, yeah, this is going to be an important week for us to iron stuff out before the playoffs. I mean, I think everybody will play from a certain standpoint, and we just got to get it done in practice this week as we've done the last 3 weeks.
This young man is one of the most incredible Chiefs I've ever been around, not only in his performance, but his heart. And you see it with his incredible family. You can check out Christina's website and find out what she's all about, too. But, Dustin, thank you for everything you've done. Dustin Colquitt, everybody.
Thank you. Faithful parenting.
Next week, we're going to the Star Wars location. Yep, that's at Lee's Summit on Ward Road. It is the brand-new Hy-Vee there. Thanks for joining us on the...
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Chiefs Kingdom Show is an exclusive presentation of the Chiefs Radio Network. One team, one kingdom, one network. The Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.